ध्यायामोद्बलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरी. So we saw the first shloka of 6th chapter in the previous day. So we'll continue with the second shloka. So to recap the first shloka, so we saw that anashrita karma phalam karyam karma karoti yah sa sanyasi cha yogi cha na nidagnir na chakriyah. So anashrita karma phalam, like not expecting any results, or without expectation of the karma phalam, a person who does his nitya naimittika karma, or the karma that a person has been given, or that a person has been put to, or like we can say, a person has been allocated, the karma allocated, such a person is a sannyasi and a yogi, not just external robe, not just external robe or like just external situations. They don't make a person. So today, this is kind of very valid today. It's kind of very important as well. It is very important in that like many people just kind of think because of their external nature or external appearance, they are learned or they are Vedantins, but they are nowhere near Vedanta. So Vedanta is something that has to be implemented in life rather than just mere preaching or mere display, external display. There are people in software offices who wear like vibhuti in their face. So vibhuti, like you can see vibhuti and we may think, oh, such a great person. And then like 10 minutes later, like you will see the person outside smoking. So that's how things are. So my father always used to say, there are people in office, like what they used to do is, like they will wear vibhuti and all. They'll be very pious. They'll go to temple, every places, like they'll not be any pious people than them. And like that is all during the day. At night, it's a different story. At night, like it is, like they are pious towards drinking, alcohol, smoking, women, whatever, like drugs. Today, drugs has become very popular. And when drugs and all those come, like what will happen is, violence will be more. Violence will be more means like people will start using guns instead of solving things through a normal way. In the proper right way, people will try to solve things in a violent fashion. So as Amma, like there was a question that somebody asked to Amma, that drugs, like people take drug. So drug is also like that also like makes us enjoy bliss or get a bit of bliss. So blissful state, it takes us to a blissful state. So why not pursue that than Vedanta? So Amma, like Amma's reply was that drug and all those things, like it is, those are temporary. So like when we take drugs, what happens is like we go into a state, like a sort of unconscious state, not unconscious because consciousness is always there, but into a state we are go. We go into a state where a person forgets everything around, and that forgetting everything around like is like a sleep. So sleep also has bliss in it, but sleep is not moksha because there is no awareness there. So a person, once a person takes drug, like we don't know what the person will do. What the person can do, and whatever he or she does, like we won't know until the person wakes up. Until I wake up, I'll not know until a person wakes up, like we will not know as to what has happened or what is happening with the person. We will not know at all. So that means like what it is a temporary state, and then like the hangover. So there are movies like titled Hangover. The hangover of all those will be there. So such people are there, like who are proper during the day, and at night like there will be an entirely different person. So there are people. So we have to be very careful in understanding that spirituality is not about external appearance, but it is about the inner state. It's not something external, but it is internal, it is inner. So, of late, like as we know, if we know news or if we follow news, we know there are saints like Nityananda Paramahamsa. So there are saints like who do immoral acts. So that means like there are people like our saints who are supposed to guide people, who are supposed to be pioneers in giving people relief, giving people immense bliss. What happens? Such people, like they are also falling down. Okay, is it real that such people fall down? Okay, may not be real, it doesn't matter. But the world is like that. Today the world is like that, like this, or that we cannot really know or find out who is right and who is wrong. We have no idea as to who is right and who is wrong. Amrita Swarupananda gives a beautiful example to illustrate this. So, a small kid, let's say 1 year old kid, the kid tries to walk. So when the kid tries to walk, there is another kid like which is 2 or 3 years old. So that kid walks very well. And then like what it does is like that kid tells, okay, come, I will show you how to walk. And that kid is like walking very well, means like it is just 3 years, so it's just walking also. It's almost the same. So it says, okay, you should walk like this, and it will push the other child and like make the other child fall down. So if we give our hands into such people, means like from the younger kid's perspective, the elder kid knows something. But it doesn't know really. It doesn't, like, it's not realized. It doesn't know walking. It hasn't conquered walking. So we should never, like Amrita Swarupananda says, that we should never fall. We should never fall into the trap of a master who may have wrong intentions. And today everybody has wrong intentions. Everybody is waiting to exploit. Exploitation is there everywhere. Everywhere exploitation is there. Everybody is trying one or the other way to exploit another person. So it is very important. Of course, we don't have to worry because we have got Amma, and like we have Vedanta, like we are learning Gita, that itself explains it. So what we have to keep in mind is that it's not a person. Like we are not pursuing or becoming a fan of a person. We are becoming fans of Brahman, not a person. So if we become fans of some people, it will lead to trouble and trouble alone. Even if it is being a fan of Amma, of course, that's a different case. But still, like we can't make exceptions. Like if we say, oh, be a fan of Amma, Amma is exempt from not being fan. Like you can become fan of only Amma, everything else is you should not. If we make such exemptions, then we'll keep adding, oh, Amma, then like Paramartha, then another person, and then another person, then what will happen? Then my friend talks very well, so let me add him as well. That will lead to trouble. So no exemptions, like even Amma, what does Amma say? Amma says like, Ishwara, pray to Ishwara. Amma redirects us to Ishwara. So that means the focus should be on Brahman. Wherever, whoever or whichever Mahatma, his words, his actions, his deeds, and like his advices, his instructions are not to do with Brahman, we can outright reject it. We don't have to shout at the person and argue with the person, say, oh, I don't accept you. No, we don't have to say. We can just say, like, I have my own I can make my own decision. I can take my own decision. I have the right for that. Therefore, I don't want to follow this. I am going to just ignore it. We don't have to even think twice. Of course, this is not just my words. As Krishna says himself, Vimrishyeta Dasheshena Vimarshanam. Don't ever fall like blindly at the feet of a person who might appear to be a spiritual master but not. In ancient times, we hear about a fox wearing the skin of a lion and posing as a lion. So it would be like that. The fox is very clever. Foxes are clever and cunning, but they are not lion. They may appear to be lion and like they may try to rule, but they are not lions. They don't have any power at all, but still they may pose to be. Such posing, Chaturvedyapi yo viprahas, we saw Shruti Shada Nigamanta Shodhakan api Dhanadi Darshanena Sadhya. Like after learning and explaining hundreds of scriptural texts, still Brahman may not be known. So we have to be very careful. Like all these, like whatever incidents are happening, this have happened in the past, they are happening as well. This should keep us alert. We should be alert. We should be alert that we don't get distracted. We don't get deluded. Nobody is to be blamed if we get deluded. So if we are getting deluded, like we don't have to. Like there is nobody to be blamed except ourselves, because we are the one. Like we are the one like who led to that delusion, not anybody else. So we have decision, so nobody forces anything. So that also brings up the important topic, like important discussion about Vedanta never tells a person to forcibly follow something. Even Amma doesn't say anything. Amma, whenever we go to Amma, Amma says, okay, follow your whatever you think is right, follow. But like follow Ishvara. And that also Amma says, if you follow Ishvara, you will get good. Like Vedanta never forces anything on anyone. So wherever like we find any kind of enforcing or saying, okay, you should do this, and all those we can outright reject it. Wherever we find like money behind Vedanta, we can reject it unless we find a real cause. Oh, money behind, so I will not attend Amma's retreat because it is $240. Amma's retreat, like each and every money that goes to Amma's mission, it's like more than that is being spent on things like tsunami, the Haiti earthquake, and many other things. Like Amma donates all of those. Nothing goes into Amma's pocket. Of course, like we know, if we look at Amma, like Amma just wears a white dress. She doesn't have anything. She doesn't own anything. She is not like the chairman. The chairman of the mission is Amrita Rupananda. She doesn't have any position. She doesn't have anything. From day one, when 15-20 years back, when we, like 20 years, I think almost getting 20 years at 1991. So like when we went to meet Amma, like Amma was giving darshan in a hut. So of course Amma has like put on a little bit weight. Amma looks a little bit tired, so all those are there, but it is the same Amma. People who have met her like years back, like 20 years back, they can feel, they can see that the Amma of today is the same as the Amma of 20 years back. So she has remained the same. Those spiritual masters, like if they tell us to do something or offer some money and all those things, it is for our benefit, not for their own benefit. But openly, like if somebody says, okay, follow me blindly, don't ask any question, just follow, then we can outright reject it. Nobody will, no spiritual master, no true person will say that. Even Krishna doesn't say. Krishna is Krishna Mande Jagat Gurum, we say. So Jagadguru of Krishna himself doesn't say, oh, blindly follow me. He says, Vimrishyeta Dasheshena. After analyzing this thoroughly, whatever I have told you, Yathe Ichasi Tatha Kuru, Yatha Ichasi, whatever you feel, you do. So we have to be careful, and like times are not good. These days, like we can find everywhere, or everything being commercialized. Monetized, we can say. So money has become, and since the economy is also down, So money, finance is something which is very important. Today people want that, people are seeking that. So we have to be very careful, we have to be alert, we should ensure that we don't fall into any such trap. And the first way of not, or the first thing to do in order to not fall into any such trap is like the twofold thing. So one is like we say as yogam Patanjali Maharshi's or Patanjalam or Patanjali Yoga Sutra says, tapas and swadhyayam. So sadhana, tapas means sadhana, swadhyayam means learning. So what we are doing here is we are learning about Brahman, and tapas means like we are contemplating on Brahman, Brahma chintanam through any means. So that Brahman, whether we follow one spiritual master or another spiritual master, whether we will follow one scriptural work or another scriptural work, it doesn't matter. We have to keep Brahman in mind. So Brahman, if we don't remember Brahman, so even if it is momentary, if we don't remember Brahman, even for one moment, that will lead us into dukkham, that will lead us into sorrow. So therefore that should be the purpose. So Brahman, as we are not newly or freshly hearing this word of Brahman. So Brahman is Advaitam or Advitiya Satyam. Brahman is Sachidanandam, it is Advaitam, it alone exists. This world is just an illusion in Brahman. So Advaita Brahman, if we have to realize Advaita Brahman or Advitiya Brahman, Dvaita Bhavam has to vanish. So Dvaita Bhavam, Advaita Bhavam Sada Asmara, Dvaita Bhava Varjita Manasa. Through a mind like which is devoid of Dvaita Bhavam, contemplate on the Advaita Tattvam, or maintain Advaita Bhavam in the mind which is not tainted, which doesn't have any, or in the mind don't have any Dvaita Bhavam, and thereby have Advaita Bhavam. So Advaita Bhavam, Advaita Bhavana requires getting rid of Dvaita Bhavam. So Dvaitam or duality starts with what we call as Sankalpa. So Sankalpa, another word for Sankalpa, in a way Sankalpa in Sanskrit, like if we literally translate it, it is imagination. But as we know, this entire world is an imagination. It's like dream. So dream world is an imagination. Supnamaye yata drishtam gandharva nagaram yata tata vishwamidam drishtam vedanteshi vichakshanaihi. This world is seen like a dream world. Gandharva Nagaram. So all those are kalpana or imaginary. So sankalpa means imagination, or in other words, thought. So thought is sankalpa. So sankalpa means thought, and thoughts take the form of what we call as kamam or desire. So thoughts take the form of desire, and desire gets expressed in action. So in the previous shloka we saw about action, how to overcome action. So in order to overcome the bondage of action, we offer everything to Ishvara. We Ishvara arpitam na ichchaya kritam. We don't crave for the fruit. So offering and not craving for the fruit means kamam is not there, or akamam we can say, in a akama way, in a desireless way, desireless action, selfless action. We hear about selfless action quite a lot. So selfless action or desireless action. So desireless action means like desire should not be there. Desire should not be there means sankalpa should not be there. So that means we have to get rid of sankalpa. So when sankalpa is there, desire is there, action is there. And like since we are learning the chapter which focuses on yogam. So yogam means, as we saw in the previous time, like Krishna said, yogam means a person who doesn't get affected by the fruit of the action or the action itself, or one who overcomes the bondage of action. So that is yogam. So if that is yogam, then sankalpa should not be there for a yogi. Sankalpas have to be renounced in order for us to become a yogi in order to for us to attain yogam. So yogam, like Patanjali also says the same thing, yoga chitta vritti nirodha. Yogam means like a removal of the thoughts of the mind. It's the same as here, but there is a small twist. There is a small, a little different perspective we have to take. Of course, if you are a very traditional person, a conventional Vedantin, then all this like may not seem to be appropriate, because like traditional interpretations may vary a little bit. We are not really trying to gain a PhD out of learning Shankara Bhashyam of Gita, nor like a PhD in Gita and trying to find out, oh, Krishna said this, Krishna said that. No, what we are trying to do is, we are just trying to learn the Shastra in order to help us focus on Brahman. So and it may be a little bit unconventional. Now, if you feel you have any doubts, like feel free to ask. We can discuss it out. There is no confusion with all these concepts. These are all very clear. Vedanta is always very clear, so clear, crystal clear, spashtam. It is spashtam, very clear. Things are like very clear. There is no confusion in Vedanta because it is about Brahman, that Brahman which is taintless, that Brahman which is pure. So anyway, getting back. So, sankalpam, getting rid of sankalpam. We have to get rid of sankalpam. The easiest way to get rid of sankalpam is, as we know, dhyana. And like through implementing dhyana, performing dhyana for some period of time, then samadhi. Samadhi, like savikalpa samadhi is there, nirvikalpa samadhi is there. Samadhi means savikalpa samadhi. Savikalpa samadhi means some contemplation is there. Nirvikalpa samadhi means there is no thought at all. We go into a thoughtless state. So nirvikalpa samadhi is not what is meant here by negation or that sankalpa varjitam. So sankalpa varjitam manaha, that is in yoga. A mind which is devoid of sankalpa is in yoga. Or a sadhaka whose mind doesn't have any sankalpa, he or she is a yogi. So sankalpa, sankalpa means like getting rid of sankalpa is like impossible. Why is it impossible? Like okay, one way like we can say it is impossible because samadhi is very tough to get. You have to do lot of dhyanam. After a lot of dhyanam, like we may get one moment of samadhi, we have to go on doing it again and again. And samadhi is like, nirvikalpa samadhi, any samadhi is like sleep. Sleep means like we go into sleep and then like we'll have to get back again. We have to get back because that is part of this world. So we have to definitely get back. There is no way out. There is no way that like we can just remain there. So we have to get out. So, samadhi is not what is meant here. Because negation of thoughts means thoughts are based on duality, which means dual world. Thoughts, either like we can say both go hand in hand. Thoughts, the world. So the world is there, thoughts are there. Thoughts are there, the world is there. It is mutually, mutual relationship. Anyonya ashrayam is what is said. Like that is why it is an illusion. So thoughts exist, like the world will exist. The world exists, thoughts will exist. Both go hand in hand. So the world is just an illusion. It's not real. So that which is an illusion, the thought which bases itself on illusion, how can we remove such a thought? Thought that is based on an illusion cannot be removed because illusion itself is not there. So how can we remove it? So it cannot be removed. Illusions cannot be removed. Like we cannot remove illusions. Then what can we do? We can know that the illusion doesn't exist. So knowledge, knowing that there is no illusion or no dvaitam, that is why dvaita bhava varjita manasa. So dvaitam, like we don't get rid of dvaitam, we don't get rid of duality, but dual notion has to be removed, which means dual notion is removed, then how will we act in the world? So that is where dual notion is as good as removed when we say duality is an illusion. So duality, like when we say ghost, so removing the ghost, like we don't have to remove the ghost in order to get rid of the ghost. Yeah, like we have to know the ghost doesn't exist. That means the thought that ghost doesn't exist. We can have the thought of ghost as well. We may think, we may imagine that there is a ghost, but along with that imagination, if we are able to attach the quality of illusory or unreal to the ghost, which means unreal ghost, illusory ghost, then automatically the ghost ceases to exist. Though it exists, but it doesn't exist. That means it will be there, but it doesn't harm anything. It doesn't create any problem. So often in winter, we see that sun will be there. So sun is there, but like in the west, of course, in the east, like there is no winter. Always like it is sunny. Always it is warm, at least in India. So here we see when it is like winter time and a little bit like a spring time, we see the sun will be there. So sun is there means like what is the effect of sun being there? The effect of sun being there is we should feel warm, unless I am wrong. So we should feel the warmth. Sunny day means like warm, the day temperature should be high. But here what happens, like it will be sunny, it is very sunny. When you go out, it will still be cold. So that means sun is there, but sun is as good as not there. Sometimes like parents say to their child, oh, you are as good as not at all there. You don't do anything. Chup chap khana kaake sote ho ghar mein. Kya tumse kuch nahi hota. Like you are of no use, and all those words will be said. So we hear that like often. Not us, like we have jobs. So we don't hear it. But it happens quite common here. So like sun is there, but it is of like no use. It doesn't affect or it doesn't create a change. So similarly, when we when we are able to attach the quality of illusory or mithya, that is called mithya. Mithya means that which seems to be there, which is not there really. When we are able to see in our mind or visualize in our mind that duality is not there, the duality that is being perceived is not there, then duality ceases to give its effect. Duality, the effect of duality is dukkham. So we know, dhyayato vishyan pumsah sangasteshu pajayate sangat sanjayate kamah kamat krodho vijayate krodat bhavati sammohah sammohat smriti vibhrama smriti bhramshat buddhinasho buddhinashat pranashyati. So like the more and more we think that objects are real, so we will develop a kind of attachment towards objects. So attachment towards objects means like we want to possess the object, we want to keep the object. But it rarely happens that we will be able to keep the object at all point of time. So after some period of time, the object will be lost. So when the object is lost, we will become sad. So like obviously like when some objects is not there, when something is not there with us, we will become sad, like because the object, like we are attached to the object. Kamam means attachment. So since we are attached to the object and the object doesn't exist, therefore we become sad, and like that sadness leads to our own destruction by changing, by becoming krodham or anger. So we become angry because like our attached object vanishes or changes. So therefore dvaitam can lead us to only one effect, which is dukkham. What about people like who become who attend who participate in Kon Banega Crorepati and they become crorepatis? We can try meeting such crorepatis. Even the people who are conducting that crorepati serial or competition, are they happy? Bachchan will be like fighting with Khans. Kans will be fighting with Bachchans, and then like another thing will happen, something else will happen, and then like run behind Thackeray's. Where is the world going? Everybody is running here and there. Everybody is trying to backstab another person. So nobody is happy. Like, if money can give happiness, Bill Gates should be happy. He is not happy. Steve Jobs should be happy after Apple is like progressing quite a lot. Nobody is happy. None of them are happy. They are trying to gain control over the world, dominancy over the world. Not just money. So money cannot give us happiness. Dominancy or like power over the world, will it give happiness? Alexander was there. He controlled the entire world. He was not happy. Hitler, Mussolini. There are many people. Napoleon. There are many people that history. History is a way of teaching us as to how we should not live. We can learn quite a lot from history. So today, like, we learn, the only thing like we learn from history is you should not follow Hitler. You should not follow Hitler. Yeah, you should not follow Hitler. Okay, you're repeating it 3 times. I'm not deaf. Yeah, you should not follow Hitler. You can be Hitler. You can become Hitler. Don't follow Hitler. So that is how like the motto today. People are Hitlers, like, but they don't want to follow Hitler. Following is wrong. Becoming is okay. There is no happiness. There is no contentment. So that means even like if we gain money or power, all those like if we gain from the world, the world means like duality. Duality means dukkham. Mrityo samrityam gacchati yaiha nana iva pashyati. Kato Upanishad and another Upanishad also says that there is no duality here. Manase vedam aptavyam neha nana asti kinchana. So manase vedam aptavyam, know through the mind that there is no duality at all here. Kinchana, no duality, there is no duality, lesham, little bit, thoda sa bhi nahi, so there is no duality at all here, there is no duality at all, but then like if there is no duality, if people see duality and they consider that as real, mrityosam mrityam gachyati, they will go from mrityu to mrityu, means dukkam, dukkha anubhavam. So if there is no ghost, if there is no ghost, there is no scope of ghost in front of us, and still we see ghost, what will happen? We'll get scared. We'll run away, and while running, like we'll not even see, like we may cross the road, accident, and then we may die. Does happen. It does happen quite a lot. It's not uncommon. So like it, we will be led into trouble. It will cause us sorrow. So that means duality will always cause us sorrow. Therefore, we have to get rid of duality and maintain non-dual notion in the mind. So, non-dual notion means Brahma Satyam Jagan Nithya. That Brahman alone is real. This Jagat, this Nanatvam is Mithya. And if we can't apprehend Mithyatvam or remember Mithyatvam, then we can consider it as name and form. So, the normal example of pot. Wall, an objects made of mud, objects made of gold. So, gatakudhya adhikam sarvam mrittika matram evahi tadvat brahma jagat sarvam iti vedanta dindima. So, gatam kudhyam, like pot, wall, etc. are objects made of mud. So, they are mud only. So, gold ornaments, kanakam, kundalam, keyuram, haram. So, all those are just an illusion in gold. So similarly, this world is also an illusion in Brahman. That is what like we have to keep in mind. So we can keep that in mind, that Jagat is Namarupam. Namarupam is not real. It is just temporary. It keeps on changing. It has no essence. It has no truth behind it. So when we have this Advaita Bhavam, and then Dvaita Bhavam is negated, that means we may have a perceived duality, but we know that this duality is temporary, it is unreal. So we don't have to get rid of duality, so we have to just remember that duality is Namarupam. So, Sarvam Brahmamayam Dvaitam Namarupam Mithya. Keyuram, Kundalam, Haram, Kanakaiva, Yatha, Tatha. So even like everything is one Brahman. So this duality is just name and form, like even as various gold ornaments are just gold. So in the same way, just remembering that this duality is an illusion, we can do actions the way we are doing. There is no harm in that. So when we maintain Advaita Bhavam in the mind, then Sankalpas are not there. So Sankalpas, like Sankalpa means like Sankalpa or thoughts may be there, some desires may be there, even Sankalpa will be there. But Sankalpa is as good as not there. Sankalpa as good as not there, then that means what is the point? There is no point. Like, so we have like fire, we have fireplace and we have fire in the fireplace. But it doesn't give any light or heat. You know, it's as good as not there. So, it's as good as not there, then that is enough. That will not give us any dukkham, that will take us like or make us rejoice in bliss. So that sankalpa varjitam, or the state where a person is devoid of sankalpa, that is something we have to strive for. So sankalpam, getting rid of sankalpa, that is sannyasam, that is yogam. So this is what Krishna says in the next shloka. So yam sannyasam iti prahuhu yogam tam viddhi pandava nahi asanyasta sankalpo yogi bhavati kashchana. So like whatever yam sannyasam iti prahuhu, yam, that which is known as or termed as sannyasam, yogam tam viddhi pandava, know that to be yogam as well. So yogam and sannyasam, like karma yogam, sannyasam, all are one and the same. All those internally mean like there is only one Brahman. All those like are internally, internally they get translated into sarvam brahmamayam. So in one way or the other it gets translated. So both are exactly the same. And nahi asanyasta sankalpa, asanyasta sankalpa. Asanyasta sankalpa means one who, like asanyastam, unrenounced, non-renounced sankalpas. Having sankalpa, non-renounced sankalpa means sankalpa is not negated, which means sankalpa is not termed as an illusion, which means sankalpas are considered as real, which means dvaitam is considered as real. Ultimately, jagat is satyam. This world is real, dvaitam is real. So, with that, he definitely yogi bhavati. Na yogi bhavati, a person will not become a yogi if a person has dvaita bhavam kashchana. No person, there is no exception to this rule. If a person has to become a yogi, a person has to get rid of sankalpam. Get rid of sankalpam means dvaita bhavam, negation of dvaita bhavam, remembering that advaita alone is real. So that if a person doesn't have that, a person cannot maintain yogam. So yogam, yogam means like samatvam yoga uchyate, as we know. So samatvam, samabhavana is yogam. Yogam means equanimity. So equanimity means like we see everything as one. If we have to see everything as one, then automatically what this means? That means that duality is negated. So duality means like seeing one from one as different from another. So one A is different from B, that is duality. So getting rid of duality is yogam, is advaitam. So we have to get rid of duality in the mind. And the big advantage in this, like in Vedanta, is that Vedanta never preaches that a person has to get rid of like external possessions and get rid of external activities, which whatever is convenient for us. We don't have to do anything in particular. Externally, anything is fine. Sannyasam, yogam, anything else is fine. If we can have a different name for it, that is also fine. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter externally. But internally, so antab meru meru vivastitam and bahiswachanda shalinah. I think I forgot the shloka. So in Viveka Chudamani Shankara says that internally, like externally, a person does activities like anything. So, activities are done quite a lot externally, but internally, in the mind, like if this person is stable, steady, like Meru Parvatam. So Meru Parvatam is very famous for being very strong, very stable. Very stable in the mind. So nothing can affect, nothing can change, nothing can remove the Advaita Bhavam from our mind internally. But externally, like we are doing activities. This can be understood through the analogy of acting, or like a movie star acting in a movie. We act in a movie, or like whenever we see a person acting in a movie, the person does a lot of things. A person may even kill many people, but all those killing people, taking drugs, anything, like we can say any activity, whatever happens in the movie is just an illusion. The person is not affected at all. Amjad Khan, who became famous with the role of Gabbar in Sholay movie. Though in the movie he is a villain, he kills people, but still in real life that is not the case. In real life he is a good person. He was a good person. So anyway, that doesn't make much difference anyway. So in the movie, as we do anything, we can do anything externally. Internally, remembering that everything is one Brahman, or one Brahman alone exists. That is what we have to do. And since externally we have we are not restricted to doing this or doing that, it is very easy. There is nothing that holds us or that stops us in not doing or not performing this yogam, or attaining this yogam through sannyasta sankalpam, or getting rid of sankalpa by remembering that everything is one Brahman. And the goal that awaits us, remembering the goal that awaits us should force us towards that goal. Of course, we can say, let me do it tomorrow, let me do it day after tomorrow. There is no tomorrow or day after tomorrow. We don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow all of a sudden a hurricane comes, and then Katrina, something comes to the middle of the country, in US, in India, anything can happen. Earthquake, anything happens, what will happen? In one moment, we pass away. And then who knows where we are born in the next birth. We cannot predict anything. Depending on our actions, depending on whatever we have learned, we may yathaha karma yathaha shrutam, but we cannot say anything. So since we cannot say anything, why take the risk of tomorrow? Tomorrow kal karesu aaj karesu ab palmem parlay hoegi bahuri karega kab. So if you say I'll do something tomorrow, whatever you have to do tomorrow, do it today. Whatever you have to do it today, do now, because later something else will come up. A person who says next, later, such a person will never do it. Next or future never comes. So we know next never comes, only the moment, current moment is there for us. Only this moment is there, so now we have to do. Now we have to do, not later. So later anything can happen, we can't take the risk. Because one momentary lapse, later something else comes up. So if later something else comes up, that is enough. That will take us away. That will take us far away from Brahman. We'll not even be able to remember anything about Brahman. That is what will happen. So there is no later. We should never put anything outside. This at least aside for later. So when we are suffering, like when we have a headache, we don't say later, let me take the tablet later. We have a serious trouble, like jaundice or something else comes up. We never say like I'll do it later. I'll take later. We never say later there, because we know that like later means like things will become bad. Like we never know what is going to happen, so we have to do it now. The same applies to Vedanta as well. So we have to do it here and now. Iha ched vedi ratha satyamasti. Chediha vedin mahati nashtihi mahati vinashtihi, I guess. So Keno Upanishad says that if a person attains it here, then like satyam, that is, that will become real, that will take us to the goal of moksha anandam. But if we don't attain it here, it will be a big loss, because we don't know where we will go. We don't know how our life will be like 2 years after now. Now like we are learning, so we at least have the opportunity of learning. So when we are learning, we can try to implement. And there are like Mahatmas like Amma to clear our doubts. So tomorrow we don't know what will happen. Like we may not have anybody to clear our doubts. Tomorrow like we may not even know, like we will not be even able to think. Like tomorrow like we get very busy with life. We get settled in life, like, and then like we get into a very busy schedule. So when we get into a very busy schedule, what will happen? We don't have like time for anything else. So that doesn't mean don't have a busy schedule. That's also fine. Anything is fine. But anything is fine considering that we are able to maintain this yoga, Advaita Bhavam. Anything is wrong. If we forget Brahman. So if we forget Brahman and like chant the Vedas, yeah, the Vedas like might give us a little bit of happiness. Vedas may take us to Swargaloka. We may like go to some sadhas like where we can chant. We may go to Vaikuntha and then like sit in front of Vishnu and chant his praise. We can chant Vishnu Sahasranama, Lalitadasa's Nama. We may like go to Devi's Loka, and there like we may, in front of Devi we may chant. So that will, what, will that give us bliss? That will not, because after the chant is opened, chant is done, like what will happen? We'll be sent down again, like we'll be sent somewhere else. So it's done, like okay, the show is over, go back. So what will happen? So then it's temporary, it's not permanent. So it means like we have to, like we should never let go of Brahman. Brahman should be there, and that, like anything is wrong if we forget Brahman. So again, going back. So like we may get into a busy schedule and like we may not even have time to think about Brahman. We may not have time for anything. If we don't have time for anything, like then like what will happen? Like we cannot properly think, we cannot properly act. Vedanta like is far, far away. Forget Vedanta, we can't even do our proper sadhana. Then like what will happen is like we will end up in sorrow. This life will be over, and like life runs, like life is like fast paced today. So within no moment like you will think, oh, yesterday I was in school, today I am like 30 years 40 years old. Time passes by fastly. Kala kridati gachati ayuhu adapina munchati asha vayuhu. So kala kridati, like time passes by, gachati ayuhu, like time plays, life goes, or longevity goes on, like it passes by quickly. And when longevity passes, then like time comes to give up this body, then punarapi jananam punarapi maranam punarapi janani jatare shayanam. Again, birth, death, and then like in the womb of the mother. So if this should not happen, iha samsare bahudustare, the samsara sagaram is very tough to conquer. So when we get an opportunity, we should utilize it. We should make the best out of it. This samsara sagaram, like we are getting deluded in the ocean of samsara. So in this ocean, like we are struggling to stay afloat. We are always falling down. Then we find a log of wood. So we catch hold of the wood and then say, oh, like, no, like, I, you know what, like, I have to exercise now. Therefore, I'll let go of the wood and I'll come back to you later. If we let go of the wood, like, who knows, like, where the wood will go, the log of wood will go. We'll never get an opportunity again. So that is what will happen. So this means that, like, we cannot put or set aside anything for later. Later is not an option at all. So later is not at all an option. We should always try to follow Vedanta now itself. And at least the goal, like, if we try to implement it now, even now we will be able to get, like, immense bliss. So manatripti, tripta manasa, like, our mind will be, like, very content. We will slowly, day by day, we will find that, like, we are more blissful. We are able to smile at everything. We are able to live life very peacefully. We are able to share that bliss to the entire world. Whatever happens in the entire world, whether an earthquake strikes in Chile or in Haiti, we try to do whatever we can, whatever best we can do, our help in helping out our brothers and sisters, even though illusions, still brothers and sisters of this world, will try to help. But at the same time, we don't get affected. We are able to remain very blissful. And this bliss is not something like which can very easily be understood, because the bliss or happiness that we have been getting from the world are all limited. And this compared to this bliss, all this, like, as Brother Aranyaka Upanishad says, compared to the bliss of the Atman, all these blisses are like just one infinitesimal portion, one small part, even not point, not one part of or percentage of not percentage, part of the bliss of Brahman. So that is how it is. That means it's like we can't compare at all. So therefore, like, we have to ensure that we at least try, if not, like, if not follow, like, if not starting to follow, we should at least ensure that we are doing something. So we just start, like, maybe 10 minutes, 2 minutes a day contemplating on Brahman, that is also fine. Like 1 minute a day, half a minute a day, that is also fine. Even like one moment where we contemplating on Brahman, like, will help us get a glimpse of bliss. And that glimpse of bliss will ensure that we want to remember Brahman more and more. And therefore, it will make us remember Brahman again and again. It is something like, it is also addictive. It will also make us do it over and over again. And when we constantly remember, like, try to remember, increase the time of remembrance of Brahman, nimesharadham na tishtanti vrittim brahma mayim vina. So we will be able to remember, like, remain in contemplation of Brahman and not get rid of Brahman even for half a moment. So that means sankalpas will not at all be there, like, we'll not have any sankalpa. Sankalpa will have completely vanished. So dvaita bhavam, like, we will not have any dvaita bhavam. We'll remember that dvaitam is just mithya, it's just an illusion. Advaitam alone is real. We'll be able to keep that in our mind at all times. It'll be there throughout. It will never vanish. And then it is an unwelcome guest. And it is a guest, like, which cannot be sent out. So even if we want to get rid of it, it will say, oh no, I cannot go. I won't go. So that is how the thought will be, and then, like, we will be, as Shankara says, nandati nandati nandatyeva. So that experience is the state of a yogi. A yogi constantly experiences anandam. In order to do that, we have to maintain advaita bhavam. Advaita bhavam sadasmara, advaita bhava varjita manasa, which means sankalpa, or advaita bhavam negate advaita bhavam. Know that dvaitam is just an illusion, and contemplate, maintain advaita bhavam, so that we will be able to rejoice in bliss, attain moksha bliss in this very birth itself. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to attain yoga, at least try for a few moments in a day to contemplate that, okay, this world is an illusion, I am Brahman, Brahman alone exists. Just try blindly, mechanically, it will definitely help out. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to do that and attain moksha in this birth itself. We'll continue in the next day. Namaste.